Blog Talk Radio.
It's Cool Jazz Conversations with your host, Joy Hall, featuring co-host Trish Hennessy. We're bringing you the latest in jazz with incredible interviews, the jazz buzz, and the Cool Jazz Pick of the Week. Keep your vibe cool with Cool Jazz Conversations.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Cool Jazz Conversations for December 6th. The first show in December. You guys know what that means. It's holiday time. We're ready, and I'm so blessed. My name is Joy, and with me is the very, very wonderful, brave, and pushing through, and beautiful Miss Trish Hennessy. Honey, you're making it happen today. I know.
Well, Joy.
Well,
God bless you. I didn't think that this was going to be happening yesterday because whatever is going around, it's swift and it fells you quickly. And then, God, I'm just so glad I'm here. Thank you so much.
Well, I am so glad you're here, too. And I'm certainly glad that we have the two gentlemen on the phone that we do, because what you need is some positive thinking.
Yep.
And something peaceful to bring your mind, not thinking about, you know, what has been ailing you for the past couple of days. And the music that is brought by the guys that are with us today is the epitome of that. Airborne with Thomas Barino and his brother.
Yes.
We are so glad to have you guys on.
Tom and Greg.
Yoo-hoo.
How are you doing?
Guys.
Hello, ladies.
So grateful.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes,
now,
thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Thomas does the keyboards and Greg does the guitar for the group. These guys have been hitting it since 1988. And this most recent CD for Tilt Records, New Horizon, is number 7. Is that correct?
Yes,
it is. We worked hard on this CD, and I was saying when we were doing it, this is hopefully will be lucky number 7. So. And
that
we put a good
volumes.
Message in this one of new horizons, opening up new avenues, new world, new messages of hope and peace, and that's what was the main message of this CD.
Yeah, the message of the New Horizons is that we are one world, we're one peace, we search for happiness, we search for peace. We are one world, we're all one people. Yeah, we always try to put a message in every one of our CDs. We try to do concept CDs. Talking CDs, believe it or not, I know our CD is out now with the new CDs, it's on the charts now, but we're releasing another CD in March, right, Greg?
Yeah.
Really?
We don't stop. I know. We keep busy. It's going to be called, so I'll have two new singles, and the rest of the CD will be a collection of our later CDs.
Of our last 20 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be very interesting. I'll have two new songs on, two new singles, and have a collection of our other CDs. So we're looking forward
to that. That's awesome.
Release, so, yeah.
And you talk about brave. Joy, let me tell you something. These guys define brave because, you know, in this world, since they've been doing their thing since 1988, they've been turning out consistently wonderful music. And for anybody that has longevity in the music scene, you've got to be brave.
Right, Tom? You have to have some tough skin.
You do.
You know? But you got to have tough skin, but faith, and love what you do.
Love,
you know.
Yeah.
We do love what we do, and we get our brothers, of course, you know, Greg and Tom Barino, and our partner, Tom Sansone. We're the nucleus, and we're the composers of all the music, and we've been together probably even before 1988, but the whole jazz band got together back in 1988. So we're even a little past that, but we consistently had the airborne jazz band since 1988 as a full, and a lot of the members are still the same, right, Greg?
Yes.
Mm.
Did you guys have an epiphany of some sort to make you so passionate about your three P's, peace, positivity, and people? Did you wake up one day saying, oh, my God, we really are all one? It's so curious because you're so adamant about being positive and having a message of hope.
Well, I wouldn't say one day. I mean, a lot of it goes from our upbringing. We grew up amongst diversity, always around a lot of different types of people. And I always felt not differences between different people, that I always learn from diversity. And so that was something we always kind of grew up with, and it's been part of who we are.
Yeah, we were born and raised from New Haven, Connecticut, and it is very multicultural, so many different influences, musically, people, culture, it's wonderful. Different foods, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
love
you're
that.
Making me hungry.
Oh, New Haven's known for its food.
Yeah, especially pizza.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course, Mystic Pizza.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
yeah.
Oh, that's Connecticut.
That's Connecticut. But
oh,
New
I'm sorry.
Haven, well, we just have good, very good food in New Haven.
Yes.
Yeah. And music. Very good music. A lot of art school. Of course, we have Yale University here. Mm-hmm. So you got a lot of diversity here, and there's a large Latin community, and that's definitely influenced in our music because our music definitely has a Latin influence.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a large African American community, so we do some gospel, we do R&B and funk, so we're very diverse. And
like he says, it's our growing up, and we learned that way. And believe it or not, our brother used to play saxophone. It's a funny story, too. He was a musician, too, but now he's a reverend. So he's a reverend, too. So you could tell there's a little spirituality in the family. So, but he's a reverend, but we always said he stunk as a saxophone player. That's why he became a reverend.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's bad. You're putting that out on the air.
That's right.
Bad.
Oh, shame on you.
I know. It's our joke. It's a family joke.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's so cool, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you guys? I always ask this question because with so many artists that you have out there, the influence of different genres and you're growing up, did you guys always know that you were going to be musicians with a message that you have, or, you know, was that always the aspiration? Did it come as you were going along, you know, in your neighborhoods, growing up around so much different music? You know, where did the love...
I always wanted to be musicians. We always knew that. Mm-hmm. And it's funny that the bands, all our bands practiced at our house. And it's funny that the whole, when we used to practice, when the bands all practiced.
In the basement.
In our basement.
My mom.
Yeah, and the neighborhoods would gather around our house because it was a big thing. They could hear the music, and people used to...
They would peek in the window.
And just gather in front of the house just to listen to the music. It was a wonderful atmosphere, and we knew it. Music is a wonderful thing, and we learned that early on.
Yeah, I would say also, too, as far as the message and all that, I think as hopefully all of us, as we grow as people and develop more, our message became a little more important and developed. You know, as young kids or teenagers, we were just trying to acquire our skills and become better at them as musicians. But then as you grow into adulthood, you know, you find out really what things are important in life and what matter.
Yes, and world events and world situations. We do watch the news a lot, and we're well up to the global situation, and it affects your writing, it affects you as a person, and it definitely shows in our music. Each CD, it's a sign of the times as we write. It definitely is.
Well, it's a credit to your parents that you have the sensitivity that you do, because many people don't go out on that limb to think about being a globalist. A lot of folks are narcissistic. A lot of artists have a very narrow vision about what they see in the world. But it's to your credit that you open your arms to embrace all of what the world has to offer. This is, you know, we just talked about this before we got on the air, as it were, because in the Amazon.com listing for New Horizons, if there's a particular piece that somebody has to say, and this bears mentioning again, that what you do as Airborne, it's wonderful, it's desirable to have a message of hope and to be optimistic, but it's more than that now. It's crucial for the salvation of the world.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness.
We believe in what we do, and we do try to strike that balance between being aware and doing what we can, and also keeping our musical skills to a higher level, and hopefully always trying to do better and, you know, become better musicians. You know, even though we've been playing a long time, you know, we still try to see what we could do.
We
make it even better, challenge ourselves to
do
better.
Yes.
Well, this new CD cooks.
Well, thank you.
Oh, my goodness, Joy.
I'm telling you.
I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me how you came up with the title of the CD for number 7. Where'd the title come from? I love the cover. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
When you look at it, it's just bright.
It comes at you.
Yes, it does.
It's nothing more inspirational than a sunrise or sunset. Well, it's like Savior at the shore or something like that. Matter of fact, the first single was called Sunrise, but that was the inspiration of the CD. It just motivates you. It makes you feel like life is worthwhile. Am I right? Everybody must have had that feeling sometimes when you see a sunrise or sunset. It's just something about it that goes through you, and you really appreciate life.
It's immediate warmth. Immediately you feel warm, like you're drawn in. Oh, please envelop me. Woo! It's really beautiful.
And the word new is always something new and horizon. So it's just, let's see what's a new horizon.
That's
you
right.
Know.
Like a new day or
new day.
Everything. We all hope for, like just on our Winds of Change CD, our first single was called Better Days Ahead. So we always look for those better days ahead.
Mm-hmm.
We always try to do a message of hope, even in the wording, the feeling of our songs, and also the names of our songs, or if there's lyrics. And there's a lot of singing songs in our.
Yeah, and with our instrumentals, if it doesn't have a lyric, we try to put a title that has a positive nature to it.
Wow, that's pretty intense. You two, that really is. That's saying a lot, because folks like to go to that other side so much, because you could cave to what the media tries to put into your face every day.
No, I know. Yeah.
You know? Oh,
you
my
can,
gosh.
You can, no. Yes, and it could be exhausting. It could weigh you down.
It weighs you down, yes.
But you have to not succumb to it, you know.
No. No, you got to pick yourself up and do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we always tell each other. Or you go to bed that night and say, you know what, tomorrow's going to be better.
Right, and you know,
that's right.
Sometimes you've had a bad week. We're as musicians, we get beat up sometimes.
Yeah.
But the new CD was like, all right, dust yourself off, and we got New Horizons coming up.
Yeah.
So.
And you even included God Bless the Child on this.
Tell
That's
me
so
about
wonderful.
It. And Sunny. I love that. I love both of those songs. So it was so nice to pull that out and hear. your take on these R&B classics. How did those two end up in the repertoire, as it be?
We never did a cover song on any of the CDs.
Right.
But we do perform live a lot, and sometimes we'll do a classic R&B or classic jazz song live. You know, the crowd, because people live in a live situation don't always know your material, so we kind of put our own arrangement of a song they might be familiar with.
And it rocks the house.
And
right.
We were getting such good responses to those two songs that we said, why don't we try it?
Yeah.
And
we never put a cover songs ever on all our CDs, but everybody seems to be enjoying these songs, because we're... Airborne is blessed with vocal ability. We've always, we came up from the old Motown days and soul type of reviews and stuff like that. And we were always, but we were also into jazz too. So we have a soulful and jazzy background. We're all school musicians. So it's all put together, but we also love the Caribbean. So that's all, that's kind of what the Airborne sound is about. Wouldn't you say, Greg?
Yeah. And while we did do two cover songs, we let alone what the originals were. We gave homage to it, but then we added our flavor of what the song was.
Oh, you sure did. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I think you know, when I listen to these, it just makes you stop and think. And I have to say, Trish, we talked about one of our favorite originals, which I'll play. But one of the ones that I just really fell in love with listening as we were going along, that was the cover, was God Bless the Child. Just really took me to a very peaceful place. So I want everyone to hear that. I want everybody to hear that. So this is God Bless the Child from Airborne, New Horizons on Cool Jazz Conversation.
Yeah, the strongest love.
Yes, sir. Woohoo!
Guys.
Get a little bluesy gospel feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love that.
Tell me about it, about it. Now, were both of you gentlemen singing on that?
I was singing, and our partner Tom Sansone was singing. That was a vocal duet. And we also had Elizabeth Dellinger singing on it also.
She's really something.
It for years.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Been singing on our CDs for many years.
And it's so
okay.
It's so wonderful because I love the way you guys, Greg and Tom, have incorporated so much of a feel of flight to all of your titles, Across the Sky, Takeoff, Turbulence,
mm-hmm.
Heavy Vibes, Winds of Change. It's all so amazing how you're able to think ahead, okay, how do we want this career? How do we see ourselves going? What is Airborne all about? It's just really neat to see that you've incorporated all of these positive ideas and to hear that particular piece, God Bless the Child, and that, because everybody's got their own interpretation of what that song should sound like, but
mm-hmm.
you wanted to do it a rollicking version, a joyful, you know, in your face, this is what this song really means. And then you've got all of these other aspects of your music, the global and the feel of an island and the urban stuff. It's just real nice to know that you're enveloping and embracing all of it.
Thank you so much.
And that actually the different diversity of our music is also as our message, you know, including the Latin, including the R&B, the blues, the jazz. That is one world or one music, we all work together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny that you were saying how we incorporate. There was a magazine article, and a writer it put it this way. He says, Airborne's musical recipe takes a can of straight-ahead jazz with Caribbean and Latino influences, pours in a few tablespoons of jazz fusion and a cup of urban street funk, and then stirs and cooks all the ingredients with pure technical talent until it gets boiling hot.
Love that.
I always liked that recipe. I guess we followed that. We try to follow that through the years.
Well, that took a lot of thought for that person to think of that. That's really
yeah.
cool. Very, very cool.
I know.
Wow.
Joy, you wanted to
wow.
ask a question about one of our favorites.
Oh, yeah. We were talking before the interview, and we both said we really dug Gate 7.
Oh.
So,
mm-hmm.
I personally want to know how that one came to be, and the title, too. Because we just both think that's so. We both were taken by that song.
I wrote that in the dead of winter. It was wintertime here. This is Greg Barino speaking. I wrote the song.
Right.
And, you know, in the wintertime, well, we're in the movie, so, you know, wintertime, you're kind of locked up in the house. And that's usually when I do my best writing. And I went for a musical piece on this. I wasn't looking something that was going to be a commercial smooth jazz. I wanted something very musical but
mm-hmm.
pleasant to people's ears. And I started it with almost like a chamber orchestra type of sound. And then the song just builds and builds. And someone said to me, wow, it sounds like we're taking off. So I thought of an airport, and I just said, well, how about we call it, since this was our seventh CD, I said, well, why don't we call it Gate 7?
Yeah. And we did put it as the seventh track.
And we put it as the seventh
track.
You are rascals. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
The song does take you on a musical journey. There's a horn section.
Mm-hmm.
There's a string arrangement.
It goes into swing.
Latin
and,
percussion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's quite a piece to mix also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it took off.
And I thought of, isn't it funny how some instrumental pieces can affect you so personally? Mm. When I heard it, I thought of Heaven.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it just felt like
the
entrance to heaven.
That'd be the next stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And me, you know, like I do with most things that I enjoy, you know, the journey that I'm thinking about, you know, is it a peaceful one or is it just one that's going to take me into a quiet place? Is it one that's going to take me to a fun place? I just think of the journey and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's
I
a journey.
I quietly let it take me where mm-hmm. you guys want it to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I am very, you know, it's funny, we both said, K7. Yeah,
it's a different piece. It's a different piece, but it's very motivating.
Yeah.
It's very motivating. Yes. Yes.
And then there's this you have to tell us, from Jazz to James, okay.
That takes you on a musical journey also.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is Greenall. I only wrote two on this CD. And well, thank you, because the two you mentioned were mine.
That's funny.
That one is definitely a journey from Jazz. Well, the title almost says it all. It's and by James, of course, we mean James Brown, you know.
Right.
And it starts out almost as a New Age type of piece, and it just builds into a different section.
A little fusion part, and it goes to straight old school funk at the end, yes. A little Tower Power at the end.
It really is something. Just you think that you've got Airborne pinpointed at some points, and then whoops, there's a little divergence here in the road.
Like we always said, we always try to keep challenge ourselves musically. We try to put out something that's maybe would non-jazz listeners would like. They'll put a vocal tune on our CD and also maybe keep a smooth jazz single will be played on different radios, but our CDs are will always have some musical pieces.
Yes.
Yes.
More compositional
And range. And a range, Well, like many with how horn sections coming in, like I said, string arrangements, vocal arrangements. We try to keep it, we push ourselves to keep a little complex arrangements still. Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, I'm going to play Gate 7. We both
please
thought
do.
That one.
Yes.
So this is Gate 7 from New Horizons.
We're taking
all aboard.
All right. starting now at gate 7.
My gosh, Airborne does it on gate 7. The imagery that that kind of tune gives me, anyway, I mean, it's just a personal thing, but vistas loom in front of me. There's a ride in the clouds that takes you from you know, the higher ground to the lower ground. It's just beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
And you could tell that Airborne is geared for a live performance band, a high energy. When you come to see an Airborne concert, it's a high energy performance.
Wow. You guys must be wringing wet after that concert. Shoo.
Tell me about it.
Put out. We always give 100%.
Yeah. It's funny that you say that you're on a journey. A friend of ours says that when she needs to get to work early, she puts on gate 7. She gets there quicker.
See?
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? That kind of tune is made for an exhilarating kind of film. I would love to see that.
See that as a soundtrack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
A few people have said
that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we should suggest that, Trish. You got to get a movie in mind.
I would love that.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to throw a name out there that you should get in touch with, because I'm not going to get involved. He was one of my first real boyfriends ever at Temple University. He was one of the presidents of NBC, and now he's got his own company. His name is Vince Manzi, and he's based in L.A., and he's always looking for new music, so I just put it right out there. I put his name right out there.
Well, if you could send us an email address, we'll gladly send them some info.
Okay.
No doubt.
If you could do that for us, you know, that would be wonderful.
Okay.
Or an email or some kind of contact, just so we correct spelling of his name or whatever. You know, thank you so much for that.
Of course, yes. You need to. Oh my gosh, there's so much that you can do with your music. Your music is just larger than life, and folks are honestly the word that I have received through the years is that because of the astronomical cost of union artists in LA, some mm-hmm. of these companies want to find other sources for music. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you hear some folks that are not necessarily household names. They may be household names on AAA stations or
mm-hmm.
in jazz circles, but they're not, not known like, I don't know, pick an artist who is in the pop music world. They're not Lady Gaga
or something like that, or yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they're constantly looking for fresh music so that people will go, "Wait a minute, this doesn't sound like anything else we've heard."
Well, we have a large selection we could send them, so, and we would love that opportunity.
We do have an Airborne sound. I have to say, Airborne does. When you hear Airborne, you know it's us. It doesn't sound like we don't sound like anybody else. So we do have a unique sound. Yes, we do. But once you hear the song, you'll say it is us. But that's a good thing. I'm glad we established that. That's good.
Well, but here's my point, Tom and Greg. If Vince mm-hmm. doesn't necessarily know about Airborne, he needs to know about you so that more of the world can know about you.
Well, thank you so much. That would be wonderful. That would help us grow as artists and where we could put out more CDs and keep creating music. That would be wonderful.
That's what we all want.
Yeah.
And not only are you out there making music, but Trish, we've got to make mention of what these guys are doing, not only musically for the world, but with their time and their efforts. You guys have done things to help the fight against hunger.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
And
we
please
do have
tell me about what you guys are doing with that, with I believe your nonprofit, and how you're working out there to help out.
The cause is called Musicians, Humanitarians, mm-hmm. Peacemakers, and all the donations do go to food for the poor. We try to help that. If we could all make a difference if we try. There's still hunger out there in the world, and it's a terrible thing. It's even in the U.S. There is hunger everywhere. So, and nobody should suffer from hunger, and we're very much that way. But as far we were also awarded by the World Peace Society a merit of honor for humanitarians and for world music, and that goes to because of our cause before our message. But we also always been giving back to the community. We'll go back into schools. This is just on our own, our community centers, our libraries. We're part of the Connecticut Commission of the Arts and the New England Commission Foundation of the Arts. And we go to different schools and community centers, libraries, we might not go the whole band. Maybe me and Gregory will go, or we'll go as a trio. The trio will go. And we educate people to jazz. We educate people to jazz.
We put a program together called the Century of Jazz, mm-hmm. where we start from its origins, mm-hmm. and we work through the 30s, the 40s, the different styles.
Oh,
and
fabulous.
We open it up to conversations and questions, and it's more like a workshop than a concert. You know, but we do a lot of playing.
But it is.
We definitely don't talk their ears off, but, you know, we do a century test because you don't get to see that much, and music schools or programs in schools got cut left and right.
Mm.
So, but the young kids love it.
Love it.
They love it. They soak it right up.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? Oh, my God, you are doing them such a service, because Joy and I talk about this all the time, about jazz education in schools. It's so necessary.
Oh, it's so necessary.
Absolutely.
Even if someone doesn't become a musician, it gives them diversity as a person and makes them grow in different ways.
Yes, it does. Yes, jazz education. Oh, yes. It teaches discipline. Yes, it does. Also imagination, because jazz is improvisation. So you learn to express yourself no matter, even if you don't become a musician, it keeps you on a different path, a direction, a purpose. No matter what you choose in life to be, it keeps your imagination or that inner spirit of hope in you.
Mm-hmm.
That's jazz. Jazz does
mm-hmm.
that.
Well, even the notion of, you know, instrumental music, and this appeals to both of you so much because, you know, in France or Africa, the U.S., Portugal, the folks in those countries could all have the same favorite song. You have your own language. You don't hear the words. It becomes yours very personally.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
When you don't
have
those words, you don't have those barriers. Instrumental music means everything. And then for the school part, how many times have we heard, Joy, that if you teach a child about jazz, you are also essentially teaching them about math.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I always, we also taught, of course, gave lessons. I always tell the students, right, basic students, if you could count to four and you know your ABCs, you'll learn music. You'll learn.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing, and we applaud you so much. God bless you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how can if folks want to help with your endeavor there, you know, how can folks get involved?
Well, through our website, you go to airbornejazz.com, all the info is... Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I put it up in our chat room. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
If you go to airbornejazz.com and navigate through it, if you wish to donate to Food for the Children or Food for the Poor, it will show you how to do that through either PayPal, credit card, or whatever way you choose to.
Right, right. So, airbornejazz.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, too, just to do a shameless quote, you could also purchase our Airborne CDs directly through us at our website at airbornejazz.com.
Yes. There's music samples to hear. There's concerts, videos. There's so much to on our website.
Absolutely. You guys
we're
are
all about
be...
shameless plugs. We are all
about
that.
Yeah, you know.
You guys have a couple of dates coming up at Goodfellas, at Cafe Goodfellas. And
yeah,
also
we play a lot
Leon's.
Of local stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Right. Matter of fact, right after this interview, we're going to be still. We're going to go back into the studio and start recording. It'll be a late night again because we're doing a new CD coming up,
and we want it out for end of middle of February, March.
Yeah.
No days
That's
off.
Fabulous. Yeah. Well, you know what though? Two happier men. We have not interviewed. You were meant to do this. You knew what your gift was from God early on. You took it. You ran with it. And proof is in the pudding because it's not something you choose to do. You just have to do the music.
Well, I have to turn this around a little bit that I'm hoping that it took two talented women to hopefully put us to the next level.
Yeah.
And
not
I
just
think,
us, just the whole genre. What you two ladies do for the smooth jazz, contemporary jazz artists is outstanding.
It's wonderful what
yes,
you two
everybody
are
doing. Yes, you're well known in the circle of smooth jazz, contemporary jazz right now,
and well respected.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
God bless you.
A little shout.
We
of
appreciate
praise.
That.
Yes.
We
you
appreciate
deserve
that.
It.
You well,
deserve
thank
it.
You.
Guys,
we just give the glory to God.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen. He deserves it.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, guys, we appreciate you all so much, and we applaud everything that you are doing with Airborne and New Horizons. If folks have not picked up their copy, I'm saying get it now. Please. Please get it. AirborneJazz.com, as they just said. I've been on the site. You can get their schedule when they're going to be doing performances in the area where you may be or in New Haven, in Milford, or in Bradford, Connecticut. They're doing all kinds of stuff. And you can also join the street team and their fan club. So help them spread the word. I love that now. You can help join free street teams and spread the word. So do that for Airborne as well. Thomas and Greg Barino, we appreciate you guys so very much. Airborne
Thank you,
Jazz,
both of
guys.
You.
Thomas on
Thank
keyboards
you.
And Greg on guitar doing their thing and singing as well. So
love that. Soulful. Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
I love it.
Ladies,
so
this was a pleasure, very much of our pleasure. Our pleasure.
Well, it's an honor to have people of your caliber artistically, and then on top of that, to have such a positive spirit and to give back as much as you have given back. Truly, it's an honor to have you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We're not done yet.
That's right. Right.
No.
And Trish, don't forget to send us that email.
Yeah.
That's right. Don't worry about that. Shameless plug, Vince Manzi. Okay.
I know.
She won't forget. She won't forget. All right.
All right, ladies. Thank
God
you.
God bless you guys. God bless
you. Have
you
a great evening.
All right. Bye-bye.
Greg and Thomas Farino of Airborne, everybody. They are an incredible... They truly do.
Yep.
They truly do.
And
we
good things
them.
Are going to be happening for the new year. Do you just smell
Absolutely.
It? I smell it, Joy.
I smell it. I taste it. Everything.
Yeah.